This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. What if America held a funeral for the 57 million babies killed in abortion? 26 years ago, in 1988, in the Chicago suburb of Northbrook, 1,200 bodies were found on a loading dock of a medical lab. They were the remains of victims of abortion. Pro-life advocates found a cemetery 75 miles to the north in Milwaukee, willing to help them, and there they honored the dead. Honoring the 26th anniversary of this event, pro-life advocates this weekend gathered at cemeteries across the nation to honor the tens of thousands of those who die in abortion and are buried at local cemeteries. Louisiana is such a pro-life state that Planned Parenthood knew they had to avoid using their name or even mentioning abortion to even get started on construction of the new abortion business in New Orleans. It has not helped. Not only have contractors quit, those who have shown up have been unable to operate without being fined. As a result, work on the 8,000-square-foot facility, which would produce 30 abortions daily, has been stopped since late July. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today.
The myth of abortion safety is crumbling. A study led by Dr. David Reardon involving over 500,000 women over 10 years has produced stunningly clear results. Childbirth is far safer than abortion. This has been Life News Radio.